Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today I have the pleasure of having Victor Quiger, and he is the president and CEO and founder of Vike Invest out of the UK. He's going to talk about today business startups. His book is titled The Business You Can Start. So if you'd like to talk to Victor, please give us a call at 347-324-3460, or you can post your question in the chat room and we'll go ahead and read the question out on the air. Well, Victor, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Yeah, I guess to start with, tell us about yourself. We're here in the States and you're in the UK, and we just want to hear your story. How did you get started in business?
Well, I've been in business services for a couple of years now, with various backgrounds in banking, in customer services, in investment as well. And over the years, I have this passion of being able to challenge people to rise above any circumstances they find themselves in, which is adverse, and help equip them with all the experiences I've gained over the years to help mm-hmm. them to start and grow profitable and successful businesses. So that is my greatest passion, and I'm just relying using all the experience I've gained over the years to cumulatively come up, help people with the necessary information and knowledge that they need and the practical skills and being able to set up something for themselves and change their current situation.
Wow. And what are you from the UK, or how did you, because before we get into the, go ahead.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I'm originally from Ghana. It's in West Africa.
Okay.
I came to the UK a couple of years back to pursue further education afterwards, been around for a couple of years now, and had various experiences in various businesses, both from Ghana as well as in the United Kingdom, and been able to, put these experiences together to set myself up and running as at this moment.
Wow. How is the business environment coming from Ghana, the country, moving to the UK? Was it a easy transition? Is the economic conditions are the same, or the opportunities are better? Or kind of give us an idea of that transition from one country to another.
That is absolutely interesting. What you find is definitely the Western world is far more advanced and developed in terms of systems, in terms of structure, in terms mm-hmm. of opportunities than what we have in the developed economies. I think what really helped me was the fact that I didn't just come straight into business in the United Kingdom. I came here to study. So during the course of my studies, I did international finance and banking, which basically bridged the gap between the developed and the developing economies. So that helped me to do a lot of studies before launching out into the business section or the business sector in the United Kingdom. And definitely in a situation like that, you always find that there are the differences are quite vast, okay, with the structures and the opportunities that we have here is not the same as what we have in the developing economies. Whereas here mm-hmm. we've got a lot of already set up systems that kind of challenges and helps people to start more easily. We don't have that much infrastructure in the developing economy. So when you come in here, you really have to learn to adjust your way of thinking, your way of approaching situations, and how to be able to handle issues and be able to manage yourself, to be able to fit in and be able to play a better role in this economy.
Okay. Let's segue into this book itself. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, with the current economic situation that we have around, as I interact with people, as I speak in various places, and as I speak at various seminars, as I speak with people, you find a level of frustration, uncertainties in the economies are all around us. And I found that, listen, I keep on telling people that it is not all doom and gloom, all right? In the midst of all the mess, we still have a lot of people who are still making something out of it. And in actual fact, I highlight in my book, if you look at the rich list, the millionaire list, and things, they keep on increasing, irrespective of the downturn. So that should tell us that there's something that somebody knows and somebody is doing out there that everybody don't know about. So what I set out to do is add my experience as well as the knowledge and the research that I made to be able to put it in the book to challenge people that, listen, there is something you can do for yourself, that in actual fact, economic downturn is not all doom and gloom, but it's a time that if you decide to sit back and look at things in a particular perspective, you will be able to identify opportunities that probably everybody is just glossing over. So generally, the economic situation seems to be unfriendly, seems to be uncertain. However, if you look closely, as I highlight in the book, I highlight a couple of opportunities and advantages that you can find in the book that can help you to be able to identify opportunities where everything seems to be non-existent. So this is what I set out to do. And I think that if anybody gets, I highlight about 30 different ways of how to identify opportunities. People want to do something, but at times they are just caught up in, where do I start from? What do I do? How do I find an opportunity? I don't know of anything offhand. So how do I, and this is where I come in, helping people to identify opportunities, then take advantage of their current situation to turn them into viable businesses.
Wow. If you have, if you take those type of opportunities and you say right here, spotting great opportunities in an economic downturn, what type of opportunities that's available that people can start? You can start from their home or they can start on the weekend. Kind of give us an idea of how to spot certain opportunities.
Well, there are two different things here. One, we are talking about, what does the economic downturn offer people, and how do we identify opportunities to take advantage of what the downturn is offering us? Now, the downturn offers us quite a couple of interesting facts, okay? One of them is this. It is the time that whilst we find a lot of businesses kind of going under, going bankrupt or folding up, they leave behind them a gap, okay, which if you put your act together and you look closely, you might be able to identify an opportunity where you can take advantage. So what happens is that you find that the competition gradually narrows down. So it is an opportunity for you to be able to enter, identify a hole in there and see what can you provide to be able to meet that particular need, to be able to close that gap that has been left by the companies that have gone out. Because mostly what you find is that the companies that have gone out is not just because there are no customers or there are no businesses. Some might have taken for granted because of the boom period. We saw the things that they were doing that were not very helpful, but they just overlooked it. So now is the time that if you are entering in there, you can be able to identify some of this kind of pitfalls and see how best you can be able to go around them, be able to set up something and start grow, take advantage of a system. The other thing I tell people is this. During the downturn, you also find a lot of people who have been laid off are highly skilled, experienced. However, they are basically laid off now, and kind of the cost of labor for starting a business, if you need to employ people, has drastically come down. There are a lot of these people who are ready to be employed or get on the job just because they're looking for a job at a far cheaper rate. So you realize that eventually your cost of startup really gets reduced. Thirdly, you also find that a lot of companies are offering a lot of low-down deals. Even business offices are beginning to see that, listen, You find a lot of empty offices around there, and most of these landlords are ready to come to very good terms with you and give you a kind of leeway in being able to start yourself up to a certain limit before probably you start even paying rent. And if you're going to pay rent, you can even negotiate very well to get a very good deal from them. So these are just some of the few things that I highlight in the book that helps people who want to start now to do. Now, if you're going to start, I challenge people, don't just look at starting a business from an office perspective, okay? You can start from the home, as you mentioned earlier on. However, you want to make sure that before you start, you've got certain basic structures in place, such as a system that can help you to be able to build a business that, as it expands, it will still be able to expand based on the structure you've already laid. Without that, it's easy to just start something now, that in a couple of years, as you push and as you strive to make it excel, you get to a point that that you don't have any system or structure in place, so you find yourself collapsing and being able losing all that you've been doing over the years. So these are just a few of the things that I highlight in the books that you can be able to use. This is just the opportunities you can take advantage of. However, when we come to identifying opportunities, there are 30 different ways of identifying opportunities I've highlighted them. One of them being simply using your experience from your previous employment in starting a business now. And most of us might have gone through various trainings, various experiences over the years, and that cumulative set of skills, we can't be able to transfer it into a kind of consultancy business, a service provisional business, or you might be able to source out products that your previous businesses need, but they cannot find supply because those supplies might have gone bust. But you might be able to do a research and find ways of being able to supply such products. So that obviously gives you a platform to launch yourself out there into a business. You can use your hobby, take advantage of your hobby, what you are passionate about, because passion sells than just going out there and just touting a product. So it's so important that as a business person, you are very passionate about what you do. The news is always breeding with a lot of ideas. As you listen to the news, you come across a lot of opportunities that are out there that you have no idea of. Like I was discussing with Tim earlier on, for instance, I know people who, because of the Olympic Games that is coming up in London, have sat down to look at what can we do to be able to maximize the opportunity that is offered onto us. And I've been beginning to prepare and set up certain things, looking at creative ways of coming up with certain things that can be able to help them to set off from. Yes, it might be just for the Olympic, but you realize that you gain some experience that can help to translate into a better and a bigger business in the near future.
Wow. If this particular book itself, you mentioned what the readers will find, but what specifically the readership and the audience did you write this book for? Did you write it for the startup or the small business that is existent now? So in the audience of this particular book, what is it? What is the main target?
The main target of this book, I mean, I'm tempted to say it's for everyone out there. However, I believe that there are certain groups of people out there who this book will greatly benefit. And the first category of people I'm talking about, yeah, people are looking for employment. Now, I, for instance, did not start my business, even though I had all the experience and the knowledge, until I was basically laid off out of the last contract job, that which was a EU, was Assembly Government contract job that I was a part of. So the best time to launch yourself out there, to me, is when basically you have no job in hand and you are desperately part of joining the long job seeking queues and struggling to find a job out there. Listen, I mean, to me, there's no better incentive to start something than taking advantage of where you are and pushing yourself to be able to do something, because most of the best ideas have come from people who, out of desperation, decide to look for something for themselves and take advantage of the system. The other group of people I talk about, I think can really benefit, I believe really benefit from, is people in the college as well as the universities. because a lot of these people, a lot of us out there, are looking for jobs, or I have been very scared of coming out, finishing the course, and coming to join a long queue. So I challenge people, if you're already in a college or in a university, or even you are in high school, I challenge you, read the book, The 30 Ways of How to Identify Opportunity. There are so many things that you'd be surprised that, wow, I didn't know this thing could help me to be able to identify this, kind of become a pointer in helping me identify opportunities where I am. And I'm sure all of us on Facebook and other things wouldn't have thought probably Mark taking advantage of something or how to go about setting up a media platform for himself and for his friends, eventually ending up into some $1 billion business. So you want to always look at this. And you people also who are in various governments and policy-making bodies looking to come up with ideas of reducing unemployment, I challenge them, get this book for your community. Get this book for your people. If you're a group, if you're in a church who is having, trying to feed people who are out of jobs and things, it's not just enough to just keep giving them fish to eat, but this book will help them be able to how to identify the right places to be able to fish, and how to identify the right kind of fish that will help them to be able to develop something for themselves and grow it, not just for the now, but for the future. So there are various categories of people that this book, both for the young and the old, and I'm sure all the ones that I've listed so far, both the young and the old can take advantage of it. So people in college, people in the university, people who are out of job, people who are in current employment but they are not satisfied and they really want to step out to do something, but I'm not sure exactly what to do. People out there who need a particular kind of income, extra income, but don't know which way to turn. So these are the groups of people that I think that will really greatly benefit from this book.
Okay. So when it comes to this particular book itself, you mentioned earlier about the economic downturn is the best time to start the business. How can a person take advantage of that? I know you mentioned, okay, they can just take their current skill set or what they know and practice from, you know, start a business from that. But if they start, okay, I'm going to take my skill set. I was a secretary. Okay, if I'm a secretary, I can be a virtual assistant, or I can be a work part-time with a temporary agency to build contacts in an indirect way by not competing, but just to undercover more opportunities. You might go that route first. Okay, let me see what this company is doing. Let me see what this company is doing. Let me get a contact, because once you're in the inside, you do have all the contact information, because they're going to give you the basic things you need to know in order to answer the phone or do the job. And if you have a directory, you can always get that during your lunchtime. So you can take those opportunities and say, however, I understand that you use a temporary agency. This is when you finish your assignment. But however, if you want to do something in the future, you know, here's here. And also, one thing about temporary agencies, they would train you to do other things. They would teach you Excel. They would teach you this, because it's an advantage of having enough people to learn, know certain things in order to place them. So just go there to get trained. I mean, you still they're still getting things from you. You're getting things from them. And just use their resources in training yourself and making yourself better. So that's like a good opportunity and how to take advantage of it.
Yes, I mean, when you like I said, there's always some place to start from. So when you have such a kind of, you are basically thrown into the wild to try to do something for yourself, and you decide to, listen, let me use what I have to be able to get what I don't have. So you start and step out there to take advantage of whatever comes your way. Yes, it might be something that might be as if you don't know exactly what you are doing. However, once you step into the gap, and once you step into the system, you find that you get a kind of energy, a kind of a career, kind of challenge. Even in the situations where you find yourself frustrated, you can still pick yourself up and you say, listen, I'm going to go for it. I highlight in most of my seminars certain principles that as a business person you cannot do without. And one of them is, when you set yourself up to go forward, make a commitment never to quit. Because even if that particular idea turns out not to be a viable idea or economically viable or sustainable idea, what happens is if you apply yourself and are determined not to quit, you will be able to look for ways of tweaking the idea to fit into the mold. And what I tell people is this: customers and clients out there are not the same. So if you want to start out now and probably your focus to provide this particular kind of service to this kind of group of people, there might be other things that those clients or those customers need that is not part of what you are currently offering. You don't just throw your hands up in the air and quit. What you want to do now is, okay, how best can I be able to find out what specifically are the needs of this set of people and be able to tune my services or my products to meet that specific need? And in doing that, you realize that you learn a lot and you get to still find yourself in the business instead of just throwing it away and just throwing your hands in the air and crying out. The other advantages, some of the other advantages I offer, that currently you find that almost every county, every government, every federal government, state government, are passing various laws and putting various things in place to help business setups and businesses who are already in existence and are growing. So you want to do everything possible to look out for all the various structures and systems and the various opportunities that have been made available by the government, the various funding bodies, the various government guarantee programs. You want to take advantage of all these and be able to do something. These things did not exist previously. However, because the government has identified entrepreneurship development and business development is a way forward, they are making everything available to help people to take that leap of faith and be able to step out there to identify opportunities and to fill in the gap and create jobs. So there are so many things out there that we can all take advantage of. It is only when you make that decision to start that you can be. But I always challenge people, don't just start. Get knowledge before you start, because you can decide to learn by two ways. Either you learn by knocking your head to the wall before you learn, or you want to take advantage and get as much information as possible that can help you to save yourself knocking your head to the wall. So you can take advantage of books like this and get as much information as possible and step out there. And I believe that with a bit of determination, with competence, with the confidence that you get and the information, the knowledge that you get, that will enable you to be competent enough to carry out whatever dream that you want to carry out there.
Okay. Kind of tell us real quick the importance of having a business plan. Can you be successful without one, or you really need one?
It's an interesting question, because I keep on hearing every day where you get people who are always arguing it. Some people are even saying, well, this billionaire started business, that business plan. But I can assure you, if you go into any business out there that is set up, properly set up, there you find one business plan or the other. Now, you might not necessarily have to, or you might not necessarily be in a position to be able to write a kind of formal business plan. But it's like going on a holiday. If you don't plan out to see when your train or your bus or your coach leaves or your flight leaves, how long does it take to get to that station from your house, where the particular destination of the holiday is, when you get down from the airport, how do you get there? If you don't plan these things, what you're trying to set yourself up to do is you're going to waste so much amount of time and resources, and you might end up destroying the purpose of the holiday. So it's the same way. If you want to really be successful and you're looking to start up something that you don't want to use so much energy and resources in just beating about the bush, then my advice to you is put down a business plan. Chapter 10 of the book has got a complete guide, okay, which becomes like the various guiding principles and the questions you want to ask yourself that will trigger and help you to be able to come up with an idea. And the beauty of a business plan is this. It is not so much as the document as a business plan, but it is in the process. Because in the process of writing a business plan, you get to be realistic with exactly what the business is all about, what your product is about, what the competition is about, who are your competitors, How do you price? How are you going to use pricing to distinguish yourself? How are you going to come up with your unique selling point? What the financial requirements are? So it is in the process of coming up with a plan that you realistically be able to put down something that is worth pursuing, because an idea is an idea until you have tested it to see if it's a viable economic idea. And the business plan process of coming up with one, is the best way to be able to assess how viable the idea is and how your operational system is going to work to help you to grow a successful and profitable business. So it's so essential that you put one kind of plan or two together. And I can challenge you, chapter 10 of that book, of my book, The Business You Can Start, will really help you to have a very wonderful plan, even if it's not a formal one that necessarily is probably being required by it. But just for your own good and to grow into a successful business, it's very, very essential that you put a plan together some way, somehow.
Okay. And I think you mentioned somewhere in your book regarding the statistics, within 2 to 5 years, 2 to 5 years, most businesses fail. In your book, how do you address that particular problem?
I think right throughout the book, right from the onset, the main reason, among the main reasons why I wrote the book is to help address this issue all throughout the course of it. Because among the many reasons why businesses fail within the 2 to 5 years is a lot of people start out, they are passionate about the idea, but they don't test to see whether the idea is viable or not. And in chapter 2 of the book, for instance, the whole chapter is about how to test your idea to see whether it's economically viable or not. There are people too who set out on business with the wrong reasons. And it all throughout the book, I challenge people, some of the basic reasons, basic things that you want to make sure that they are in place to help you to be able to narrow down, to have the right focus that can help you be able to build a business. The other thing that you also find is that people don't have the necessary, they don't plan, as we've already discussed. And a good business plan putting a plan together is the best way to be able to see how you're going to go about this business from scratch. And also, people also don't apply the right strategies, which includes the pricing strategies, the marketing strategies, advertising strategies, sales strategies. I've got very simple guides in the book there that can help anyone be able to come up with the strategies that is necessary to help them to grow their business. It's things like ineffective marketing and self-promotion, and like underestimating the competition, which is one of the major problems with most small businesses. Everybody is so passionate, excited about going into something, and we tend to overlook what the competition already is out there. It could be an indirect competition, but it's still a competition which needs to be looked at. And the book helps you to set yourself up and start on that good note of being able to identify the competition and find ways of creatively outsmarting the competition and have a niche for yourself. So these are the various ways and many other ways that the book is set to help people to avoid becoming part of this 2 to 5 year failure statistics.
Okay. And why do you think some people are born with entrepreneur capabilities? And some can succeed with it and some can't.
Well, I don't believe anybody can necessarily fail, okay? But I believe that the reason why anybody who set themselves out there might fail is because probably they refuse to take advantage of the knowledge and the resources available in being able to build a successful business. Because, like I've said in many instances, it is not so much about just having an idea and just wanting to make money. However, if you get the right, if you have the right things in place, there are differences here. There are entrepreneurs who we all say probably might have been born entrepreneurs, but I believe that and a born entrepreneur cannot succeed without getting the right information, the right knowledge, and employing the right strategies in being able to grow a business. So, yes, there might be some people who might be exceptionally gifted as entrepreneurs. However, I believe that anyone at all, anywhere, can start a business and be successful if they apply themselves to the available information, knowledge that is at their disposal. That is what makes the difference.
Well, in closing real quick, kind of give us a what advice you have for people who are looking to look for opportunities, who's looking to go into business about your book, and if you can kind of close with where can we find your book?
Yeah, my final advice to people is this. Be realistic about your business idea. Take advantage of the current economic downturn. Look out for what the advantages are and see which one can benefit your business idea. If you don't have any idea at all, don't know exactly what to do, get a copy of my book as well. And there are 30 ways of how to identify opportunities which you can, I'm definitely sure there's not a single person that have read this book that could identify one opportunity or the other. Even those who are already in business, this book opened their eyes to see various other opportunities. The book, you can get a copy of the book from my website, www.vikebusinessservices.com. That is www.vikebusinessservices.com. You can also get copies on Barnes & Noble, from Barnes & Noble and from Amazon. And the ebook version is also available on Kindle. So my book can be gotten from my website, or you can get a copy from Amazon.com or from Barnes & Noble or from and the ebook version on the Kindle, the ebook version on Kindle, Amazon Kindle. So like I said, seek information, seek knowledge, because in the knowledge age, without quality information such as my book offer, there is no way you can succeed in any business endeavor that you want to pursue.
Well, Victor, thank you for joining the program, and I appreciate all the wealth of information you shared with us. And again, you can get this book on, you said, Amazon and Barnes & Noble?
Absolutely.
Okay. And one other question I have here, what type of opportunities – before we close out, like in the States, we have the Small Business Administration. Is there an equivalent type program in the UK that people can go in to help to get help with their business plans, to kind of help guide them and kind of call them their skills, or a mentor program in the UK that they can go to?
Well, the best people I will recommend first and foremost is myself. I'm full
okay.
of a lot of information and skills. Anybody can contact me who wants to, with every basic steps and going out there. However, we've got a government body such as the Business Link, and the various county halls have got various business developmental offices, which is what I used to do when I was in Wales, who
okay.
also help offer practical advice in how to start. However, when it comes to the likes of me, we are more flexible. We are not working 9 to 5 job, and therefore we are more flexible. We have a lot of practical experience, and we love what we do. So we are in the best, among the best position to be able to help you, if anybody in the UK who wants to start and grow a successful business. And you can always get my book. You can always connect with me on Facebook. I do share a lot of business information almost daily,
Great.
Which is helping a lot of people out there. So I'm on LinkedIn. And I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter as well. So anyone can connect with me anytime and benefit
okay.
from this great types of resource.
And what is your tag name and Facebook and Twitter?
On Twitter is at VIKEK. Or you can just put
okay.
Victor Kujir in there. I think my name is the only name in the whole wide world. I've been seeing anybody with my name.
And spell that name out for us, Victor.
Yes, this is Victor, and the surname is K for Kilo, W for Whiskey, E for Echo, G for Golf, Y for Yankee, I for India, R for Romeo. That is Quidger, Victor Quidger. On Facebook, yes, you can still put Victor Quidger in there and just send me a friend request, and I will gladly accept. And on LinkedIn as well, just put my name in there. If you put my name on Google, it will come up in various sectors. And you can just easily request my friendship or my network, and that should be it.
Well, great. Thank you, and I will definitely friend you. Thank you for coming on the program. Again, you can get your book from Amazon and Barnes & Noble and throughout the world. Thank you so much,
Absolutely.
Victor. I appreciate you joining the program. Everybody, you can get this show on Blog Talk Radio or also on iTunes. We also appreciate that if you can write a review on these podcasts so we know if it's actually working in your business.
Oh,
thank you for listening,
absolutely.
And everybody have a great day. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Right. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.